And now it's time for the Northern Storyteller. Good morning. I'm Tom Hassler. Today I'll be reading from the book Potatoes, Potatoes by Anita Lobel. Long ago there were two countries, one in the east, the other in the west. One day they started a war with each other. No one had time to take care of the fields or the cows or the chickens, and between battles the people spent all their time polishing swords, making cannonballs, and sewing buttons on soldiers' uniforms. In a valley between these two countries lived a woman who did not bother with the war. She had two sons, she had a cow, some chickens, and a large potato field. To protect her potatoes and her boys from the war, she built a wall around everything she owned. The boys loved their mother. They helped to plant, weed, and harvest the potatoes. They took care of the animals. They liked their soft beds and their cozy house. "But why must we have a wall around us?" they sometimes asked. "Because my potatoes will not grow if the winds from the east and the west blow on them," their mother would answer. On cold nights, when storms and battles raged outside, they baked their potatoes in a fire and ate them. But the two sons grew up. One day the older son looked toward the east and saw a regiment of soldiers marching by. "Mother, look at the red uniforms and beautiful swords," he cried, dropping his potato sack. "I have seen red uniforms tattered and muddy and swords bent and broken," his mother answered. "Please don't bother me and go back to your work. We'll have boiled potatoes with sour cream for dinner." "I'm tired of planting potatoes," cried her son. "Goodbye, mother." And he ran off to the east. The next day, the younger son looked toward the west and saw a regiment of soldiers marching by. "Mother, look at the blue uniforms and the shiny medals," he cried, dropping his spade. "I have seen blue uniforms torn and stained with blood, and medals rusting in the fields. Do your work now," pleaded his mother. "I'll make you some potato pancakes later." "I'm tired of weeding potatoes," said her son. "Goodbye, mother," and he ran off toward the west. Left all alone, the woman cried bitterly. Then she bolted her door and went back to the potato field. The two sons liked being soldiers. Their uniforms were new, their swords and medals gleamed. Ladies threw flowers as they marched by. One son became a general in the Army of the East, and the other a commander in the Army of the West. Many battles were fought. But sometimes after a battle, the general looked at his muddied uniform and bent sword and thought of a baked potato and a soft bed. And sometimes the commander looked at his stained uniform and rusting medals and thought of a potato planting and a warm fire. They thought of their mother and felt sad. But still more battles were fought. The fields were empty and burned. There was nothing left to eat in the east or the west. "We are hungry," cried all the soldiers in the Army of the East. Their general knew a place where there was food. "We want food," demanded all the soldiers in the Army of the West. Their commander knew a place where there were things to eat. One night, the two armies marched toward the valley. where the woman and the potatoes were.
"Mother, my soldiers are hungry," cried the oldest son over the east wall. "We must be strong to win battle." "Mother, my men want food," cried the youngest son over the west wall. "Let us have some potatoes, and we shall fight for victory."
There was stony silence behind the wall.
"Potatoes, potatoes," the soldiers began to shout. "Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes, potatoes! Let us break down the wall to get the potatoes!"
From the east and the west, the two armies crashed through the wall. A furious battle for the potatoes began. Soon the wall had tumbled down, the house lay in ruins, the cow and the chickens were gone, the field was trampled. Many soldiers were moaning on the ground, and the general and the commander had been wounded. Behind a large pile of rubble, the woman lay on the ground without moving. The general and the commander looked at their mother, and all the broken things began to weep.
"Mother, mother, this is our fault," cried the oldest son. "What have we done?" cried the youngest son. "Speak to us, speak to us," they begged.
The battle had stopped, and the soldiers stood very still. They looked at the crying general. They looked at the crying commander. They thought of their own mothers. And all the soldiers began to cry. But the woman was not dead. She let everyone weep for a while, and then she opened her eyes, stood up, and said,
"Even though you have ruined my house and my field, I still have enough potatoes in the cellar to feed all of you. But before I will give you even one piece, you must promise to stop all the fighting and clean up this mess and go home to your mother." "We are so hungry and tired of fighting. We will do anything you say. Let us have some potatoes." "Oh, mother, you might have been killed," cried the commander. "We are so happy you are not dead," cried the general. "Forgive us. Please forgive us." "Hooray for potatoes, and hurrah for mothers," shouted the soldiers when they had eaten and felt better. They began to sing songs their mothers had taught them. Soon the singing was heard in the east and in the west. Many mothers found their sons. Everywhere mothers and sons fell into each other's arms. Then they thanked the woman for the good potatoes and said goodbye. They went home to the east and home to the west. They took off their uniforms and told people to stop polishing swords and making cannonballs. The two sons buried their swords in metal. They helped their mother plant new potatoes in the field. They rebuilt their mother's house and mended the broken things. But they did not rebuild the wall. You've been listening to a story from the book Potatoes, Potatoes by Anita Lobel, published by Harper & Row. Northern Storyteller is a production of KUACFM at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks. Our program is coordinated by Ron Inouye. The executive producer is Carla Tonella. And I'm Tom Hassler.
Thank you.